Good morning. Good to see you, and good to hear you, altar choir. Thanks for being here today. So I have a question for you. Just come on up, B. Have any of you heard the word confession? Have any of you heard that word before? Yeah, have you? So what does that word mean? Does anybody have a guess what that means? Anyone have a guess? What does confession mean? When you do something bad and then you tell somebody? Yeah, a confession is to tell the truth. Yeah, what's that?
Confess.
You confess. Yeah, I confess. I confess the truth. I'm being honest. So we often, sometimes we confess to our friends or to our parents. And then we also confess to God. We're honest with God. Later on today, we're going to have a prayer confession. But first, I want to talk about that prayer confession through this. Does anybody know these five people in this picture? That's right. It's the five emotions from the movie Inside Out. Have some of you seen Inside Out?
Yeah.
Yeah? And now, not every movie that Pastor Nate talks about in worship is appropriate for all ages. However, Inside Out is appropriate for all ages. If you've not seen Inside Out yet, I highly recommend it. So these five emotions in the movie are in a girl's head. Riley is an 11-year-old girl, and these five emotions, joy, sadness, disgust, fear and anger all live in her head, and they help Riley feel her emotions while she's going through life. So here they are in her head. They're in her headquarters. Get it?
I just realized that.
Thank you. I worked on that this morning. So they're in her headquarters, and she has islands of personality to help her be who she is in the world. So one of her islands of personality is Goofball Island. Yeah. And Goofball Island is that part of her that makes her be a little silly. That's the kind of thing that makes her want to go blah, 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 whatever she wants. Do you have a Goofball Island?
No.
No? Let's see if some of you do. We're going to try and do anything goofy, blah, 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 anything. Ready, steady, go. Blah, blah, blah. Do you think any of them still have a Goofball Island?
No.
Should we find out? Let's see if their islands are sunk or if they've risen. Let's see. Everybody do something goofy. Ready, steady, go. Something goofy. Wow. Excellent. Well, you can see a picture here of Riley. She's being a goofball here in the movie on that banister. But one of her islands is also Honesty Island. Honesty Island is the part of Riley's personality that helps her be honest when she needs to tell the truth. So here's a scene from the movie. It's a flashback when she was a little girl, maybe 2 or 3 years old. Does she look very happy?
No.
Not so much. She looks a little sad. What's there on the floor next to her?
A broken plate.
A broken plate. What do you think happened?
She broke it.
You think she broke it? Do you think she's going to tell her parents that she broke it?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Yep, there's the hammer. She pulled the hammer out from behind her back. How did a 2-year-old get a hammer? I don't know. But she did. But because of her Honesty Island, she told the truth. She confessed. And so we're going to do a prayer confession because we're going to be honest with God. Today we're going to be talking a lot about creation care and taking care of the world that God has created. And sometimes we do a great job turning off the lights when no one's in the room and making sure not to waste water and recycling and putting trash where it goes and not throwing trash on the ground and not dumping things where they shouldn't be. We do a good job a lot of the time, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes we could do a lot better. And so we're going to be honest with God and confess, you know what, God? We could do a lot better when it comes to taking care of your world. So we're going to say a prayer of confession, and we're all going to say some parts. So I've got them here for you. 4 times, we're going to respond with this sentence, open our eyes to see. Meaning, open our eyes to see your love, God. So I chose this picture with an eyeball that's seeing a heart. Open our eyes to see God's love. JC, will you hold that one for me? We're going to say that one 4 times. Then we're going to say this phrase, that we repent and care more deeply. Do you know this word, repent? No, it means to turn. It simply means to turn around, to make a new choice. That we make a new choice, that we repent and care more deeply. So, Elliot, would you hold that one up? Thanks. And then here's the last one. We'll say this for the last response. This phrase, that we learn to cherish and protect your world. Do you know the word cherish? It means to care very deeply, to really care. So I found this picture of the earth and the heart shape because we really want to care for the world. So will you take that one too? So here's what we're going to do. During this prayer of confession, I'm going to go ahead and lead that, and we're all going to say it. And these three individuals, if you would stand up in front of the table and hold the signs toward the kids so that they can see that for their part, that would be excellent. And why don't we have the two people on the end swap so that, JC, you can swap because it's going to be one, two, three. Perfect. There you go. Now, after the prayer of confession, we're going to have words of assurance. Do you know what assurance means? Assurance means it's going to be okay. Assurance means it's going to be okay. That God hears our prayer of confession. God hears us being honest. And God says, you know what? It's going to be okay. I forgive you. And we're going to do something amazing together. Just watch. All right? So friends, let us all join together in this prayer confession as printed in your bulletin today. Oh God, your fertile earth is slowly being stripped of its riches. Oh God, your living waters are slowly being choked with chemicals. Oh God, your clear air is slowly being filled with pollutants. Oh God, your creatures are slowly dying and your people are suffering. God, our Maker, so move us by the wonder of your creations. So move us to grieve the loss of life. Friends, the Lord your God is merciful and gracious, endlessly patient, loving, and true, showing mercy to the humble, forgiving mistakes, forgiving trespasses, forgiving sin, and granting pardon. In Christ you are forgiven. Amen. Friends, thank you for confessing that we could do better, and I hope that you feel that assurance that God says it's going to be okay. We're going to do something amazing. We're going to change the world. It starts with peace. Shall we share some peace today? Let's share peace. Stand up, please. So some of you will turn toward the choir and the chancel leaders, and some of you toward the congregation in the nave, and we will say, may the peace of God be with you. Ready, steady, go. May the peace of God be with you.
And also with you.
Please share signs of peace. Great job.